Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الغفور الودود صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed the ummah with the name Al-Wadood. Al-Wadood. Al-Wadood is an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the beautiful attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the name Al-Wadood is mentioned twice in the Quran. It's very important that we diligently understand the tafsir and the meaning of this name, especially in the current climate where we have the Islamophobes, Islamophobia, this anti-Islamic sentiment in every nook and corner, and Islam has been given a very negative picture, aliyadhu billah. Even the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been blasphemed, tawbah, as if the God of the Muslims is that God that commands the believers to shed blood. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given humanity this name so that the mischief mongers of this dunya quickly surrender to the truth before it's too late. And this false propaganda needs to stop. And it's also important for the Muslims to understand what Islam is. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the people of Iman a name which is Al-Wadood. And Al-Wadood means the loving one. The loving one. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the loving one. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that the name Al-Wadood comes from the word wood. And wood means pure love. Wood means pure love. That most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that God which is described as the loving Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation, loves His makhluk, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wadood. He is Rahman, He is Rahim. At the same time, he is also Al-Wadood. Just to give you an example, generally a human being, be it a man or a woman in this dunya, will want possibly three things in his life. He wants to be loved, he wants to be appreciated, and he wants to be acknowledged. He wants to be loved, he wants to be appreciated, and he wants to be acknowledged. This is the fitrat of insan. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for you in all of your needs? Is there anyone who can love you more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can any love be compared with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will appreciate you, the things that you do, the good deeds that you have done? Who is qadardan? Who will appreciate? That is Allah. Why, as human beings, generally you will find that one minute somebody loves you, the next minute he will turn his face away from you. Why? Mood nahi hai. Everything in this world is mood driven. What is it? Mood driven. It's temporary. But you see that sometimes, you know, the two loved one another, husband and wife. What happened? Bas bhai, they broke up. Two friends, very close. What happened? They broke up. So this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, who is most sincere? Who is most sincere to you? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am al-wadood. Al-wadood means the loving one. Now how beautiful is this name, my respected brothers. So when we say that Allah is al-wadood, it actually means that Allah is speaking to us and Allah is saying that I have love for you. What does it mean? Allah is saying to us that I have love for you. Now imagine, if Allah is saying I have love for you. Now ulama have mentioned, when we say al-wadood, it means that there is a two-way connection. Not just a one-way connection. Sometimes a man might say that I confirm that Allah is one and I believe in Allah. And another person is that person who believes in Allah, but he has kindled the flame of love also for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is different. To actually have the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is very different. In Surah Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Anyone from amongst you who turns away from the deen of Islam. Anyone from you who turns away from the deen of Islam. Now remember, in this dunya, the greatest calamity, the highest form of disaster, the highest form of disaster is for a person to turn away from Islam. That is the highest form of disaster. In the hereafter, the highest form of disaster is to be flung into the fire of Jahannam. In the hereafter is to be thrown in Jahannam. In this dunya is to turn away from Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know, nowadays you'll find a lot of people talking about this, that people who turn away from Iman and Islam, in Islam, it's the death penalty. It's the death penalty. And that's all they know. Only one or two things about Islam. That's all they know. Allahu Akbar. It's not as easy as that. It's not as easy as that. Not at all. It's up to that qadi. It's a very complex situation. Very complex. In fact, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Imam Sahib says that women will not go through that process because of the very sahih hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when you are in the battlefield with your enemies, you have to spare the women and the children. And therefore this hadith, because of the sanad, its narration, it is so strong. That Imam Sahib says that the Quran says, "Wal fitna tu ashaddu min al qatl." Sometimes fitna is more severe than even the killings. So you have to be very, very careful. It's a very complex ruling. But khair, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if people do turn away, then فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهِ. Very soon Allah will bring another group of people. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. They will love Allah and Allah will love them. Here in this ayat-e kareema, the word love has been explained. It's not just about iman. It's not just about iman. But it's about to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He is also al-wadood. If Allah loves you, you have to reciprocate. You have to show and you have to, mashallah, identify yourself amongst those who are people who are giving back that love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah will love you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring also a group that will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why in another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not arrived yet for the people of Iman that their hearts melt? That their hearts melt in the love of Allah? What more do you want to see? What more do you want in this dunya? How much more can Allah give you? Has the time not yet come that your hearts melt and submerge in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they become like sponge and they absorb the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They take in the love of Allah. وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah is saying in the same verse, and don't be like those previously who were given the scriptures. فَطَالَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. And a long period of time had passed. فَقَسَدْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And their hearts hardened. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. And the result of that was, many of them became fasiq. And what is the meaning of fasiq? Defiantly disobedient. Defiantly disobedient. That is the meaning of fasiq. That they became defiantly disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very arrogant. Openly transgressing and going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so al-wadood is a very beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get an opportunity to talk to the non-Muslims, and when we talk about the loving God, we should say one of the names of Allah is love. What should we say? One of the names of Allah is love. And what is that name? Al-Wadud, mashallah. Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud means love. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His creation. He loves the creation. That is why Allah is giving water, food, air to breathe, sunlight, moon, night, everything in this dunya for His every creation, be it Muslims and non-Muslims. But however, special attention and love is given to special people. Special people are given special attention. And you become special when you have iman inside you. You become special when you have iman inside you. That is very, very important for us to understand. And so there is one very beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes a person, إِذَا أَحَبَّ الْعَبْدِ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes a person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And Jibreel alayhi salam comes. And who is Jibreel alayhi salam? He is the Amir of all the Malaika, the highest ranked angel in the heavens. He is the main Amir. Everything is with him. He is the one very close with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls him, Jibreel, come to me. Jibreel comes immediately. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that fulanin, that person, so and so, in Leicester or in any part of the world, I love him, I have love for him. فَأَحِبَّهُ O Jibreel, you must also love him. I love him, so you must also love him. Special people. Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam says, yes, Allah Pak, that is your hukam, that is your order. I will also love him. See, there is no arguments. Nowadays, in school, in the modern world, the children are taught how to argue. What is it? How to argue. There was one student in the madrasa who came with a beautiful haircut, you know, with one line this way. You know that one line from here to, like a dome. From here to, here, the London Eye. And so, Molly Sahib said, by this haircut, you know, it's not right. So the student says, but it's not haram. MashaAllah. You know, an 11-year-old, 12-year-old becomes a mufti. But it's not haram. So by how you know it's not haram? Oh, Molly Sahib, I googled it. What did I do? Molly Sahib, I googled it. Why, do you see David Cameron with a haircut like that? Do you see responsible people like that? Responsible people with a haircut like that? Put Islam on one side. But your image and your uniform makes a difference. Makes a difference. How you are, how you dress up. So this disease, that comes from the filth and the society that you live in. I remember when we were in the madrasa, Molly Sahib says, khatam, is khatam. Father says, stand up, stand up. Ustad says something, there is no argument. Ustad says something, there is no. In fact, your elders were to say something to you, that was accepted. Such was the honor and respect that if the father said you are going to get married to this woman, the respect of that father and mother was so high that he would make his entire life waqf of what his father and mother have said without seeing that girl. This today we can't even imagine. Huh? That's impossible. I'm on Facebook with her chatting. There was this man who came to me, he goes to me, Molly Sahib, you need to look for a girl for me. I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah. I said, what do you think I am? What do you think I am? Don't you see me sitting on the pulpit? She goes, yeah, yeah, but I'm sure some fathers come to you and they say they've got girls. I said, okay. So I said to him, what type of a lady do you want? You won't believe it. He gave me a list. And I said to him, even Imam Bukhari did not have so many conditions to insert a hadith in his kitabs, the conditions you have to get married to a lady. And he said, you know, shoe size must be this. Really, I'm not joking. Shoe size must be this. I said, my rabbi, khuda hafiz. Mushtaq. Shoe size must be this. Subhanallah al-Azim. This disease. And that is why our scholars were very different. Jibreel alayhi salam, straight order, la ya'asoon Allah, ma amarahum. That is why the Quran first tells us, put your brains and your intellect on one side. If you are a Maulvi, take your brain out and put it here, you are nothing. If you are a doctor, if you are a professor, whoever you are, you are a businessman, you think you are clever, you know 25 languages of the world, take your brain out and put it here. Everything needs to go in accordance to Allah and His Rasul. Bas khalas. No questions asked. We are an ummah who openly say sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. We listen and we obey. So now Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, who is he? He is the leader of all angels. But the Quran tells us that there is one particular group of people that had a problem with Jibreel alayhi salam. They had a problem with Jibreel alayhi salam. And they came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said to him that you talk about the Quran, how did the Quran come to you? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel would come down. And they said, Jibreel? Oh ho, they started screaming. What, Jibreel comes down? And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. And so they were the Jewish people, the Jewish community. And they said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel is our enemy, Mikael is our friend. Jibreel is our enemy, and Mikael is our friend. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him verses were revealed. In fact, there is one riwayat in Mu'jamul Kabir. Hazrat Anas bin Malik is the narrator of this, that Abdullah ibn Salam, who was the great Jewish scholar, and in Medina Munawwara, he was on this tree, and then he saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming. And in the Shifa of Qadi Ayaz, he says, I saw the face, and I said, this man, his face is not the face of an imposter, but I'm going to ask him three questions, which only a Nabi can answer. And I will know. If he can answer my three questions, because he was a scholar, then I will become a Muslim. For a rabbi to say that, in Medina Munawwara, Abdullah ibn Salam. So he came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm very straight. I'm going to ask you three questions. If you answer the three questions, I'm going to be a Muslim. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam looked at him and said, yes, speak. He said, question number one is, which is the first sign of the day of Qiyamah which will gather humanity towards the day of Mahshar, towards the last hour? That sign which will push humanity towards Mahshar, the day of Qiyamah, the last hour. Question number one. And number two, the first group of people when they enter Jannah, what food will be given to them? Mehman Nawazi, what food will be given to them? And number three is that how come sometimes the baby's face resembles the face of the father, and sometimes the uncles, or sometimes the mother? What is the reason? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he finished, he said, I know the answer of all three. I know the answer of all three. And to confirm, Huzur alayhi salam said, look, I am the Nabi of Allah. Your questions, I have the answers. Jibreel Amin has given me all the answers. And this is from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Revelation would come. So Abdullah ibn Salam was shocked. And he said, did you say Jibreel? He said, yes. He says, oh, but Jibreel is the enemy of the Jewish community. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hear me first. And Allah's Nabi said that the sign that will push everyone towards that last day Mahshar is a fire. The fire will be pushing everyone towards that zone, when the earth will change on one side and people will be pushed. The fire will push them. And he says, yes, that is the truth. Number two, Allah's Nabi said, the food that will be given, I'm sure some of you might know that. MashaAllah, Umar Farooq knows it. Fish. What is it? Fish will be given, mashallah. So that is why, you know, people say we don't eat seafood. It's a problem in Jannah. People who don't eat fish, there's a problem. Fish will be given to the people in Jannah. And then how come a son resembles the father? Very quickly to explain that if the discharge of the father overwhelms the mother, then it resembles the father. Otherwise, vice versa, it will resemble the mother. Ab samajh gaye na main kya keh raha hu? So he said, absolutely right. Absolutely right. And he said that, I am giving my hands to you, O Nabi of Allah, and I accept you as the Nabi, and I am a Muslim. And so he became a Muslim, mashallah. And then Abdullah ibn Salam said, O Nabi of Allah, the Jewish community, the Jews, my people are liars. And you will see them lying. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Teek. And he said that, If you are going to tell them that I have become a Muslim, if you tell them of my conversion to Islam, then they will not give you an accurate description of myself, who I am. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay. So in Medina Munawwara, it was all the Jewish people there. So they came and they would come and meet Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abdullah ibn Salam, you go behind in the house, and until I don't say anything to you, don't come out. When I say to you, then come out. So all the rabbis and the Jewish people were there. Now look at their attitude. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, tell me, what is the opinion of Abdullah ibn Salam amongst you? And they said, Abdullah ibn Salam? Oho, khayruna wabnu khayrina, sayyiduna wabnu sayyidina. The best amongst us and the son of the best amongst us. Our leader and the son of a great leader. The best of the best. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this man who you say the best of the best and your leader and the son of a great leader, if he has become Muslim, so they all started saying, may Allah save him from this. May Allah save him from this. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wait. And said to Abdullah ibn Salam, Abdullah, come out. And this rabbi came out, Abdullah, Muslim now. And he read the kalima in front of the Jewish people that were there. And then you know what they said? They said, oh, we were just joking. This man is sharruna wabnu sharrina, the worst amongst us and the son of the most despicable man amongst us. Worst amongst us. This is how they would change their tune. This was their fitrat. This is what Abdullah ibn Salam was saying to them. Can they be trusted? And so they had a problem with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah revealed the verses, man kana aduwa lillah, man kana aduwa li Jibreel, fa innahu nazzalahu ala qalbik. The one who is the enemy of Jibreel, then they should know that Allah has revealed the Quran upon the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam through this messenger. He is the messenger, and Rasulullah is also the messenger. From Lawhe Mahfuz, the Kalam comes down through this Ameen, most trustworthy messenger, going to another Ameen, the most trustworthy Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the names, both Jibreel Ameen and Huzur alayhi salam is also Muhammad al Ameen. Ameen, Ameen, most trustworthy. That connection is very pure and very strong. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam and says, Jibreel, I like that person. And so Jibreel alayhi salam also begins to like that individual. And then there is one spot in the heavens. Jibreel alayhi salam makes an announcement and all of the malaika, trillions and trillions, get together. And information is given to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes so and so person. All of you must like him. Everyone in the heavens now talks about this man. He becomes famous. He becomes very famous. Oh, this man, Allahu Akbar. And then what happens? The connection of the heavens and the earth, then the angels that are down at the ground floor on this earth, then the malaika informed the angels that are on the ground floor. And then in the hadith it comes, ثُمَّ يُوْضَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that man the seal of acceptance. The angels upstairs like him, downstairs like him on this earth, people begin to like him, animals begin to like him, wherever he goes, everybody likes him. Subhanallah, why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes him. But in the hadith it also comes, when Allah hates a person, Allah save us. Allah also calls Jibreel and says, "Bhai, I hate that person." And the same thing happens. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wadood. Allah also shows His love. So we need to also show our love. We have to show our love. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was there. And so Jibreel alayhi salam said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that Abu Dharr Ghifari? And so he was walking at a distance. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Naam, that is Abu Dharr Ghifari. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibreel, A anta ta'rifuhu? Do you know Abu Dharr Ghifari? Do you know him? And so Jibreel Amin says, Abu Dharr Ghifari is more famous with the angels in the heavens than the people of this dunya. He is more famous with the people, with the angels in the heavens, than the people of this dunya. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Is that the case? Jibreel said, Yes. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, What is the reason? And two reasons were given. Jibreel Amin said, لِسِغْرِهِ فِي نَفْسِهِ Because Abu Dharr Ghifari was a very humble man. Humility was his main feature. He would never like to take that step of fame or leadership. Very humble, down to earth, very simple man. And number two, وَلِقِرَاءَةِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ And he is a man who loves Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ So walking, talking, sleeping, his wird and his zikr was only Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, Kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. For these two features, he has become very, very famous there. Very famous. Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari. So you see, my respected brothers, these were the companions. But it can be anybody. Because in the hadith it comes that Allah loves anybody. But because we have iman, we have this greater chance. A greater chance. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had a lot of money. He was well to do. And one day Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actually he got the companions and he said to the companions that I want you to give money in the path of Allah, asking for donations. And so Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an in his heart said that today inshallah I will beat Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And it's very difficult to compete with a man like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He was a businessman and he always had money. And so Hazrat Umar said, this time I had a bit of money with me and I was certain in my heart that today inshallah, you know, my a'mal and my good deeds will be far more superior than the deeds of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. So khair, he came and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ha Umar, this is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had gave. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, What have you left for your family? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, everything is 50%. Everything is 50%. Exactly half. Even if it's a date, it's half. I have given everything 50%. Now 50%, subhanallah, bhai. Today when we give sadaqah, we give 1 pound, 50 pence. That is the sadaqah. The spare change we have, 1 penny, 2 penny, or put that in the sadaqah box. 1 penny, 2 penny. That we want to put. The 1 pound, 2 pound coins, Queen Elizabeth, hamari jeb mein. 1, 2 penny, put it inside. 50%, everything. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam had a smile on his face. Kaha, Umar, mashallah. Then this old man comes, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, carrying a sack, a bag, everything that he had, Allah knows, everything. Money, gold, coins, whatever he had. And he put everything in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Says, Ha, Nabi of Allah, everything is here. So Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said, O Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? And so he said, O Nabi of Allah, I have left only Allah and His Rasul. Allahu Akbar. This is who I have left. I have only left Allah and His. I have completely cleaned everything. This is a very high level, brothers. The Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in, from amongst them, their madhab was very hard. They would do exactly what Huzur alayhi salam would. Nothing. And at this time, nothing would mean nothing. So much so that for a few days, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was not seen to accompany Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how he usually would. And so he would come and go away, come and go away. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to somebody, go and ask Abu Bakr Siddiq, what is the issue that he's not staying for long? He disappears very quickly. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said, I have given everything away in the path of Allah, and I have only got one lungi, loincloth, and one chadar, and that is it. And it's been a few days, I've got nothing that I can change my clothes by. Imagine that. I've got nothing that I can change my clothes by. 100% in the path of Allah. A businessman. Subhanallah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent somebody to the house of Bibi Fatima. And he said to Bibi Fatima, that Bibi Fatima, if you have some spare cloth, a material, then give it to me. And so this material, spare cloth, was given. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to somebody, go and give it to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, from that material cloth, he made that cloth into a loin cloth, a lungi. And so he put it as a lungi, wore it. And then he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say, before Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq could come, Jibreel Amin came to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the companions can't see Jibreel alayhi salam. Huzur alayhi salam could. So Allah's Nabi is saying, oh Jibreel, what kind of strange clothes are you wearing today, this lungi? You come with this loincloth. And so Jibreel Amin said, O Nabi of Allah, everyone in the heavens is wearing the same clothes as Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq today, in appreciation of his immense charity and sacrifice. Everyone in the heavens are wearing the same clothes. Everybody has become Abu Bakr today, radiyallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an could not stop crying. When he came with everything, Hazrat Umar was crying like a baby. That when can I compete? When? And who can beat this man, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala? What a man he is. Verses of the Quran were revealed for this man. And so imagine, even the angels in the heavens have a recognition of certain individuals. I give you an example. Abu Zar Ghifari, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, and in the hadith, anybody. So this is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wadood. And Al-Wadood means that Allah loves you and I, especially you and I, because we have iman. We have iman. And the connection should be a two-way connection. When we speak to people, give them da'wah towards Islam and say to them, Allah is the loving God. His name is Al-Wadud. His name is Al-Wadud. So people understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves everyone in His creation. Aliyazu billah, Allah is not someone. In Islam, a person can't even harm a frog. A person can't even harm a frog. How is it permissible for him to harm other human beings? How is it permissible? Subhanallah al-Azim. And so, we need to understand Islam properly from the beautiful teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is Al-Wadood, the loving one, and that what we should do, we should take this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should also apply this in our lives. Now we should start loving our friends also, to be kind with them. Somebody who is close to you, be nice with them. Mother and father, be kind to them. Brothers, sisters, be kind to them. Uncles, aunties, be kind to them. Your community, be kind to them. Your neighbors, be kind to them. Husband and wife, be kind to one another. Because Allah is Al-Wadud, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallahil azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa zurriyatihi wa ahli bayti ajma'in bi rahmatika ya Rabbi. انشاءاللہ آئندہ ہفتے مراقبہ کریں گے، میں بھول گیا ذرا، یاد دلا دیں.